From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attacks at the Brussels airport that killed 30 and left more than 200 injured. After the attacks, airports around the world heightened security. I recently spoke with Lauren Stober, director of security at the Miami International Airport. When you saw the news about the attacks in Brussels, you think about Miami Airport. It is a huge airport, not just because of its size, but because of all the international travelers. What was going through your mind?
Well, first of all, you know, we kicked in gear immediately when the news reports started to roll in. Like we did with Glasgow, we don't wait to be told, you know, whether we need to heighten our security or not. We intuitively at MIA come together immediately and put forward-leaning measures in place that we can sustain to ratchet up the security at MIA.
And how long do you keep that going? How long do you keep up that heightened security?
We keep the heightened security going on a day-to-day basis. At Miami Airport, we are already operating in a heightened state of security because we are aware that, you know, we have to get it right every day. The terrorists only need one shot, and we can't afford to be complacent or to be lax. So we take these types of incidences around the world as an opportunity for us to, you know, check ourselves and make sure that we're being as vigilant as possible. It boils down to vigilance. You know, any attack that is in the planning stages can be mitigated through, you know, observation techniques. You know, if people can, you know, report suspicious behavior, and it seems like a cliche, but that is a critical tool and part of the security program for any critical infrastructure is vigilance, behavior detection. And at Miami Airport, we were the first airport in the country to launch behavior detection in 2006 because we recognize this as being a very critical tool. We need to be mindful of people's behaviors and how they are acting that can help us to detect those anomalies and possibly mitigate any potential threats.
And you know, something, one of the things that came from this attack is they now are talking to a taxi driver who I guess had given a ride to some of the suspects.
It was due to that taxi driver's vigilance and his observations that led the authorities to be able to detect and intercept and dismantle any planning going on, and that was critical. So, you know, for us at Miami, we're happy that we were ahead of the curve on this one, and we continue to utilize our behavior detection skills every day. Every single employee at this airport gets that training. You know, the attack that took place in Brussels was on the soft side of the airport. You know, when we're talking about the airport attack, let me start that again. The airport attack in Brussels was on the soft side. Likewise was the metro explosions. And these are areas that, you know, very difficult to be able to, you know, to secure in a public facility. That's why it's important for everybody that works in that domain to be trained in behavior detection so that they can be noticing strange things. For example, the two brothers wearing the gloves on their left hand, things like that, you know, that would stick out. These guys were taught to, you know, basically dress and blend, and that's what they do. They try to blend in, and that's why it's so important to be able to just be very observant of your surroundings. We can't afford not to in the day and age that we're living in right now, and, you know, the ISIL threat is not just overseas. It is here, and we have to be mindful that it is here in our own community, and a lot of us just don't understand that or believe that or want to deny that, but you can't. It's here, and we need to be vigilant.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Luis.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.